Well, this morning we're going to talk about a very important topic that fortunately Iowa State University has a conference coming up here in early February for. It's about farm succession. It's the Farm Transition Conference. We're going to talk about that issue this morning. Kit Tovar Jensen is with us this morning. She's beginning Farmers Center Manager with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Thanks for the time here today. It's an important topic, isn't it?
Yes, it's very important. Hard to think about sometimes, but something that we all have to address.
Is that part of the problem with farm succession plans, is that we really sometimes don't have as much of a plan as we should have?
Yes, that can unfortunately come up quite a bit. These are topics that are, it's hard to talk about. A lot of it is death and finances, and that can be kind of taboo, honestly, in most families with most settings. So some issues that do pop up are just because it's something that, oh, I'll get to that later, too. These are very common mindsets that, while understandable, can really lead to some issues.
Well, it's also hard to think about when you've put this much blood, sweat, and everything else you put into the land like that over a period of time, over your operation. It's hard to think about letting go, moving on, and you know, thinking about the future.
Yeah, that's very common, too, where family, different generations have different goals, different ideas of how things should be just because of their, you know, their background, their experiences. And so it can unfortunately create some conflict, or, you know, it can be hard to find compromise with that.
Yeah. And a lot of folks think about, like, for example, a will, that type of transition. And they think, well, it's just as easy as sitting down with an attorney and hashing out the details real quick. But when you talk about a farm operation, there's a lot involved.
Yes, right. There's so many more moving parts with farms and farm operations, farm families that can create that make it a little bit more difficult than just a couple or a family that doesn't have a business that just lives in town. It gets a little more complicated with taxes, and then again those family dynamics. Some maybe all the kids want to come back and farm. Maybe none do. Maybe some do, some don't. So a lot of talk too about being fair. Well, again, with the background of how do I legally do this and how do I do this with the best tax planning possible?
Yeah, there are so many different issues coming at you in so many different directions sometimes. It's hard to make sure that you've really got all those T's crossed and I's dotted. And that's the purpose of the conference, right?
Yeah, it is. And the conference, it won't, you know, we don't expect people to be making their own will by the end of it. But we do hope that after the 2 days, people will have a lot more questions answered. They will be able to identify next steps and also be able to work more effectively with their professional advisors, whether that's a lawyer, tax preparer, financial advisor, whatever it is. So they leave having an idea what to do next. What do they need to do for their personal situation?
You bet. Well, the Farm Transition Conference is set for February 9th and 10th. It's a two-day event in Ames. Kit, can we talk a little bit about how this will set up?
Yes, you're right. It's a two-day conference in Ames, Iowa, at the Gateway Hotel. We do also have a online webinar option as well for people who aren't able to travel that time of year or they are out of state, anything like that. So we do have those two different options for people to either come in person or go online.
All right. And the conference itself, you've got a number of folks coming in to present.
Yes, we do. We have a great lineup of experts in the farm succession and transition planning area.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the expertise they bring?
Yeah, we have quite a few. We have people, we have economists, mediators, bankers, lawyers, who are going to talk about farm succession planning. We'll have some Iowa State economists talk about the ag markets and financial decisions for farm transition planning. We'll also have bankers talk about, well, what are interest rates going to do? We have someone from Farm Credit Services coming in to talk about that and what they look for to be a how are you a competitive candidate for loans. We'll talk about loans, beginning farmer loans and credits. So that's really a lot of the first day is more the financial, looking at the economy, things like that. Then the second day, we're going to switch gears a little bit. We start off the morning with talking more so about communication. It's something that is easier said than done, right? But I think everyone can learn from this session. It's probably one of the ones I'm really excited for. Kylie Fleming from the Iowa Mediation Service. She's a director. She's been coming in talking about how to have effective farm meetings, especially with your family, what foundations are necessary, separating family dynamics from the farm business itself. So we'll start off with that and then talk a lot about the legal tools then the rest of the second day. What are the basic things? You know, everyone thinks about wills and trusts, updates on what the new laws are, some of the tax foundations before we hit some of the smaller things too that people maybe forget about or easy to overlook. Life insurance, power of attorneys, things like that too that make a comprehensive succession and transition plan.
You know, it's easy for something like this to sit and think about, well, we need to cover things like, financial, we need to cover the tax implications, we need to cover, those kind of strategies that are involved. But, you know, you mentioned, too, the communication part of it. Those are such hard topics just to even bring up.
Yes, it really is. And this is an opportunity to have families come. It can kind of get the ball rolling on things that are hard to talk about. Or if things are not, maybe your family is talking, but it's not going as well. There's lots of conflict. So that's why it is so important that we have this opportunity. Maybe not a whole family can come, but then there's some skills that you can take back to when you are talking with your family, how to be an effective communicator in this area.
Sure. Do you anticipate folks or encourage folks to sign up as groups then?
Yes. It's not required by any means, but we have gotten great feedback that people who are able to come as a family, they really enjoyed it. There's a lot of opportunity to discuss with your family things that are going on. It brings up a lot of questions that within your family, well, how would we do this if this comes up? And we do have a group discount too for people because we know that some families are bigger, it can add up. So we do have a group discount for anyone, for any type of group, but this can really help families out as well.
All right, very good. And is registration for the conference pretty easy?
Yeah, I like to think so. You can go onto our website. It's beginningfarmer.iastate.edu. And there is a link to register there, or we can help you out. You can call our office. It's our number is 515-294-5217, and we can help as well. But, yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
All right. Online registration, nice and easy for folks to take care of there. I see you've also got a session toward the end of that second day as well, talking about preventing mistakes in farm succession planning. So are you talking from some experience, from some stories that you've heard and collected over time?
Yeah, well, that is one of the things that we do like to address a little bit is that we do have some common issues that pop up that we can learn from cases. And so we can go through those and see, well, what happens when you're not prepared? We all know that, not planning at all, it creates a big issue. But here are some actual examples of, unfortunately, farm families run into that we can use some case studies to really learn from and see what happens.
Well, as we all know, farmland values actually kicked up substantially here this last couple of years. So, there's more value there on the farm than ever before. But, also, again, as I said up front, people have put their lives into this. I mean, the last thing you want to do is make some critical mistakes along the way where the next generation doesn't have the opportunity to optimize what you've built.
Yeah, and you're right. Farmland values are at historic highs, which, from a beginning farmer perspective, makes it even harder to get started. But also just for families trying to exit or figure out what does retirement look like for me, what does it look like when one child wants to farm, one doesn't, and with these financial numbers that can be so high, it does add a little bit more pressure to a family when you're looking at some of these numbers and you have worked so hard to get to be where you are. So that's why we are hoping that this points people in the right direction. These are considerations. These are the new laws that have changed. Maybe this won't impact your decisions, but, you know, maybe it is. And you can at least leave with that information so you're as educated as you can be.
Yeah, and there'll be some take-home information then, too?
Yeah. Everyone will get a all-in-person registrants. We're going to get a farm transition physical workbook. We also have an online version as well, so everybody will get access to that. That has information to some of these workbooks that we've made about the basics of wills and trusts. So have the slides and everything, and then also just the contact information of everybody if there is follow-up questions. This is a type of topic, like you mentioned, that you just almost 2 days is not enough. So, you know, where are the resources out there? How can you follow up if you have more questions? Maybe not today, but next year, down the road at some point, you'll have a nice booklet that will help you keep finding those answers.
Well, that's what Iowa State University and Extension and Outreach is all about, providing us with the resources we need to find that important information.
Exactly.
So makes all the sense in the world. Kit Tovar Jensen has been with us here this morning, beginning Farmer Center Manager with ISU Extension and Outreach. And again, that conference coming up on February 9th and 10th in Ames. It's the Farm Transitions Conference, and you can find more online. Just go to the Iowa State website and find the details. Get yourself registered. Get your friends and family registered as well. It's important information that you do need to know. Kit, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it too.